Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2. Your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
To shortstop, Baez Ibanez. Talk to you soon. 6-4-3 on the double play, and the Tigers win the opener.
Travel safely and get your rest anyway.
Thank you.
And I will see you back home.
Any final thoughts on tonight?
Or yeah, shall just say one of those nights where you don't have really anything together. A rare night for Gio, walking way too many guys, and we'll try it again tomorrow.
That's a clunker is what that is from Lucas Giolito. He just didn't have it. He didn't have the zone. He didn't have the feel. He didn't know where the pitches were going. And then I pick up the hard copy of my Chicago Tribune this morning, and the headline on the sports section is, "What's clicking for the Chicago White Sox? Quote, our starting pitching has been the key to this whole thing." Okay. And that's the full Pedro Grifol quote. He said, our starting pitching has been key to this whole thing. They're giving us quality starts. Our bullpen is extremely talented. We have a nice little rotation going. We have more than a couple leverage guys. We're able to give guys rest, keep them sharp. It's amazing what starting pitching does. And on the downside of that, he's right. Starting pitching is key to the whole thing, and it was key to the whole thing last night too, just not in the way that he meant before the game.
It was one of those beginning is the start, is the end, is the beginning type of moves. I read it and I'm like, he's right, but he's also right in a bad, bad way.
They had a run of 10 quality starts in their last 14 games before last night. A quality start, if you're just joining us, is defined as six or more innings pitched with three or fewer earned runs. And those quality starts correlate to winning 70% of the time. So it's a fairly strong stat. That and hitting a three-run homer. That also correlates to a 70% chance of winning in games in which you hit a three-run home run.
The thing about Lucas Giolito's day yesterday is it didn't harken back to days before Lucas Giolito. It wasn't that bad.
What pitch in baseball?
Like, when I think of Lucas Giolito walking the team, I think of back-to-back walks. That was something he was so prone to do whenever he first started before he made all of his adjustments and then became Lucas Giolito. But that is that's not what we saw. It was a hefty mix of both hits and walks and then seven walks.
Mm-hmm. Lucas Giolito, worst pitcher in baseball.
Really does sound like Stephen A. Smith on purpose, I think. But yeah, when he was the worst pitcher in baseball, it was typically a back-to-back walk followed by the wheels coming off. And unfortunately, it was a hefty mix of hits and walks given up by Gio. Just uncharacteristic. I don't know how to categorize it when you give up seven over three and two-thirds and you're trying to get back to that form that you had, but you mess it up against a Tigers team that isn't the best, even though they're playing better baseball.
No, they're not as bad as I expected them to be, though. They're not. Some of these guys are tougher outs than I remember them being.
It's not that you remember them. They were not as tough outs, and now they've gotten better as a team. Javi Baez is an excellent example of that this year after what happened.
And I should go, and I don't have Baseball Savant open in front of me, but I don't know if there are people who check spin rate more often perhaps than I do every once in a while. But I do think it's reasonable to fold into our Giolito conversation if we're wondering about his command and velocity. That's another guy, just like you're talking about with Hendricks, where there's got to be a difference. He has to be throwing hard enough to make the changeup matter. And if hitters think that they can wait on changeups and cover the fastball, and at the very least foul it off, and they don't have to worry about getting absolutely blown away and sit on changeups because they're able to catch up when they recognize his fastball. That can make him a much less effective pitcher. And then to ask about whether or not ever since the crackdown on the sticky stuff, whether Josh Donaldson wasn't not necessarily completely right, but it doesn't have to be absolute yes or no, but is it fair to ask, was he more effective with that? Maybe. And maybe there's some adjustment that is ongoing in there.
I think there was a time where you and I were wondering about several pitchers in this city and what they were doing. And it wasn't an indictment and it wasn't an accusation. It was just when all this came out, you started to think, who are the guys where you might be able to pinpoint it? And I think that was a natural reaction we all had. You know, back when baseball was trying to fix the game before they decided that they weren't going to address half of this stuff in a productive manner in a CBA.
And while they were messing with the baseball. Let's
right.
Forget.
And that being the actual thing, it was a look over here move. But that's not to say that they were wrong. I just don't necessarily know how much it actually mattered. But they were trying to... There was an inordinate amount of, like, no-hitters at the beginning of 2021. Like, there were reasons they wanted to talk about it. I think last night's game was a data point. I think when you're trying to figure out who he's going to be moving forward, especially when he is in a contract year, starts like that are going to be good reference makers.
Also, if you're considering trading him before the deadline. If you know he's not re-signing and you're not quite certain how competitive you're going to be this year, making sure if you're a Sox fan, it's another reason to root for him to be really, really good because you might be able to flip him for a whole lot more value than you otherwise would.
Going into that game, I thought, all right, rock and roll. Giolito's on the mound. Like, this is a good way to start this series with a win. And we know they've struggled in game ones of series. We know that's been an issue. It was in the previous one against Cleveland. That has been a problem for this team. In fact, was it Jim Margulis who talked about it with you guys on air? Their struggles in game ones of series, and is that a preparation issue? Is that the question? But either way, it's worth discussing when it comes to what you're trying to see out of him. I feel like yesterday was just all about pitching evaluation from guys you know, right? It was Kyle Hendricks on the Cubs side. It's Giolito for the White Sox. And just making sure you're watching what you think you're watching. And are they the best representative of themselves? We do it every day, but just yesterday was so, I think, just exemplary of that. And then let's not ignore the other piece of this. Sox only got four hits again. Like, how many times are we going to do that? And that's where that game one profile might really come in. It's because if you're only going to get four hits in the first game of a series like that, and then they only had three in that 3-0 loss against Cleveland in game one, how many times are we going to see this become a trend? Like, do you want to start checking and seeing, like, in the next game one of the next series, is it going to be five hits or less? Is that a research issue? Is it a preparation issue? At least Tim Anderson chipped in again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.